The Bible is the single most important book that has ever been written. The creator of the universe gave us a playbook on how to live in his universe and the laws that govern it. On this podcast, we will explore what the Bible says on money, success, business, leadership, influence, relationships, and any other area that we discover may help us in business. So join us to discover the amazing wisdom of the Bible and how we can use it to grow our business and to improve our life. This is Jacob here with another episode of the Let's Get to Business podcast. And today, I'm going to make a quick announcement before the main episode, and that is that we're actually going to be doing, we're going to slow down to one episode a month, and the reason that we're going to be doing that is just so that we can upgrade the quality of the content that we are bringing you guys. So, I just want to let you guys know that if you don't see an episode next week, that is the reason. We are actually going to, you know, slow down so that we can do maybe slightly longer episodes and a little bit more high quality. Anyway, so for today's topic is, by their fruits you shall know them. It comes from a scripture verse in Matthew 7, verse 16, where it says, you shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Now, there's a lot more to this whole chapter than just that specific verse. And it was talking about how to know false prophets come to you. But I want to take it in a slightly different direction. How do we know who to deal with in business? How do we know who is doing a false premise? Like, let's say somebody comes to you and wants to do business with you. How do you know what kind of people they are? Well, you look at their fruits, look at their life, and look at what they're bringing into their life, and that will give you an idea of what will happen if you work with them. But then we can also turn that around and say, what does my life tell my customer about me? One of the things that I like to think is, like, okay, if I'm on a job site, and I'm working on a project, and I leave trash all over the job site, you know, don't clean up after myself, I'm rude to the customers, unprofessional dress, answer the phone abruptly, I don't answer the phone when I say I will, all these little things, they add up to an image that the customer's going to have of, you know, by their fruits, you shall know them. And by the works that we do, by the way that we act in our business and our outward appearance, we will be judged. This is especially important, as my good friend Charles Herbster likes to say, you never have a second chance to make a first good impression. Your first 30 seconds is so incredibly important, how you come across to that customer. You know, and I think this is one of the things that we got to remember a little bit about our image. What is our life? What are the actions that we're doing? You know, do I show up on a job site to do an estimate? Do I show up with a nice clean truck, professional lettering, clean shirt, clean clothes, appropriate dress? Do I have the right samples? Do I have good demonstration material? What does my presentation tell the customer about me? Do I ask insightful questions about the work that we're about to undertake, the proposal, the contract that we intend to do with the customer? And second of all, you know, if a customer looks inside my vehicle, is he going to see, you know, some old McDonald's bags and, you know, old coffee cups and fry boxes laying around in my truck? Or is he going to look in my truck and see, you know, clean, organized, maybe some tools, briefcase? Like, what's the customer going to think? Like, what's it going to present when the customer sees that? If you look in the back of your truck, is it going to be a bunch of garbage? Or is he going to see a ladder and, you know, maybe some tools or whatever? I mean, what is your appearance telling the customer? Basically, if you really think about by your actions and by your appearance, you will be known to the customer. Now, in a short term, I'm talking about the immediate image to the customer. But long term, also think about the image of your company. Did you get sued? Do you have jobs that weren't completed? Do you have customers that are unhappy that you didn't take care of their problems? Let's say there were problems, but you immediately showed up and fixed them. All of these different things will create an image that that customer has about you. And so I think it's very important that we think of those things and that we consider very carefully about the image that we're leaving our customers. And the thing about it is I know that there's areas in my life I'm actively working on. I got a lot of irons in the fire, which is why we're cutting down to one episode a month instead of four episodes a month. You know, just so that I have more time to get my details in order, you know. Because I believe it is so incredibly important that we're faithful in the small things. The Bible says in Luke 16:10, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, but he that is not faithful in the least is also not faithful in much. And so I think it's just something to focus on. And so, with that, hope you're having an incredible day. We'll talk with you next time. Bye.
If you have enjoyed this podcast, please rate and review us. If you have suggestions or comments, or would like to have more information, visit jacobdlee.com. Thank you for listening.